the election is going to be about choices for the electorate. Do they want to return this government, or do they want to elect a Sinn Féin-led government? And obviously, we have launched our plans on housing, which is an unprecedented plan. It's never been seen, the scale of what we are offering here. A huge amount of work has gone into it because we want to give people clear choices on affordable housing, on social housing and private housing, and then the areas of childcare and health. So these are the major propositions, alternatives that we will put forward. And of course, the election, we believe now, is only weeks away.
Was it disappointing? I know you have said previously, Deputy McLaughlin, that your party doesn't really feed into polls, as it were, but the latest poll does show Fine Gael is quite a bit ahead of Sinn Féin as it relates to popularity among the general public. Is that a bit disappointing given the fact that your party has been quite vocal over the last few weeks as it relates to a number of issues, namely housing and indeed childcare, only late last week?
Well, I'm conscious that, you know, when it came to the local elections, particularly Sinn Féin were at a huge disadvantage. You know, you had about, I think it was almost 500 Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael councillors, incumbents, versus about 80 Sinn Féin. So there's a huge advantage there, which obviously created a big challenge for us. But now we're talking about a choice between re-electing this government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, or putting in a Sinn Féin-led government. And I think people will have to look at our health services, our housing system, and the whole issue of cost of living, childcare, big issues like that, huge issues. And it will be up to us now to give people that hope that that real change, positive change can happen. Of course, that will start for us now today, gathering together, getting energised, and then going out and fighting. And you have to earn the hearts and minds of people to lead government, and we are determined to do that.